Hello again, and welcome back to Britain Under the Microscope Special Edition for the News Day. Hello again, Alan.
Hello, everybody.
It's going to be the News Day in China very soon, May the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to do a special episode about young people、
mm-hmm.
and the dilemmas and the problems they face, even though we talked about the millennials before. But this would be a comparison between the young people in China and also young people in the UK.
Absolutely.
If you read newspaper articles or online articles about young people in China nowadays, you see a lot of articles about the youth are now saddled with lots of responsibilities、
mm-hmm.
and also faced with some dilemmas. One of these dilemmas is whether they should stay in their hometown, which usually is a smaller city or a little town or even a village, or do they go to the first tier? We call them first tier cities、
mm-hmm.
like Beijing, Shanghai, Shenzhen, Guangzhou.So, Alan, do young people in the UK face such dilemma?
To a certain extent, yes, but you have to think that China is quite unique.、
Mm.
People say that this is the largest human migration from the countryside to the cities、
mm.
in the whole of human history. But there is a lot of dilemma, especially for young people in the UK, because everything is centered around London.、
Mm. This was what I was going to ask you. Apart from London...The UK doesn't seem to have other real centres.
No, not really.
What about Edinburgh?
Edinburgh in Scotland, that can be seen as a centre, but London is still dominant.
Mm. Then what about the differences between cities and smaller towns or villages? Is it a big divide, as big a divide as in China?
Not as big. I remember when I first came to China, I lived in a very small city、
mm.
and people said it was small because it only had 2 million people living there.
Yeah, by China scale.
Yeah. You have to think that in terms of population, London has the largest population by far of any UK city.
How big is the population in London?
It's around 10 million.
Well, Beijing has probably twice or even three times、mm. as many people.And if I remember correctly, we were talking about living in the countryside, and you're never far away from a city.
No.
So technically, you can live in the countryside and still work in a city, no?
Many people do.、
Mm.
A lot of the suburbs, a lot of the surrounding towns of London, they still have lots of commuters.、
Mm. Commuters. So they come into town to work、mm. and go back to their、yeah. suburban or countryside homes.、Mm. But what about regional differences? Like in China, you know, the coastal area in the east,、
mm-hmm.
in the south. Obviously, they're much more developed than、inland, than western regions.
In the UK, especially in England, we have what we call the north-south divide.
The north-south. So for us, it's the east and west.、
Mm-hmm.
For you, it's north and south.So let me guess, south is more developed because London is in the south.
Well, not developed in that way. It's more prosperous.、
Mm.
And a lot of the political institutions, the cultural institutions, the finance, the business is all centered around London and southeast of England.
But many of these industrial towns, they are in the north, right?
Well, the old industrial towns of the 18th, 19th century.、
Mm.
So the Industrial Revolution, it mostly happened in the north of England. So these towns were primarily industrial cities full、of mills and factories.、
Mm.
You think Charles Dickens.、
Ah.
And that's what the north of England used to be like.
And these industrial towns, they're now not developing as much as London.
No, that's because London does dominate. It is the centre of the UK.
Business, finance,、mm. especially culture and government.
Yeah.
Same as the Chinese centres, Beijing, Shanghai. You also see this. One of the reasons why people so desperately want to stay in these big cities is because career prospects. There's simply many more job opportunities. Is that the same in London?
No, definitely. There are fewer jobs in the north of England than the south, and unemployment has always been quite high in those areas.、
Mm.
And salaries are lower in the north of England, but the expenditure is lower as well.
Yeah, I mean, it always goes hand in hand. Higher income means higher spending、
mm.
in general. And also about other reasons why people want to stay in big cities in China is because all these other resources they can get, like health and education.
It is somewhat better in the south, but the difference is not as pronounced as in China. Government expenditure is actually higher in the north. The government spends more money in the north of England.
As subsidies?
As subsidies. Whereas the south is really the area that contributes the most to the economy.
They generate more growth. So that was all about the actual infrastructure, about the society. What about culture? Because in China, we say the big cities, you're more anonymous, there's more opportunities and more equality. Whilst probably in smaller cities, this is a different picture. What about in the UK, if you're saying north-south divide? Culturally, is there a division?
A lot of people say that there are quite a lot of differences between people from the north of England and people from the south. Generally, northerners are seen as friendlier.
That I've heard. And people who are from the north, they always say to me, because I told them I feel people in London, they're not exactly friendly, they're polite. But they're not exactly friendly. And they always tell me, you have to come to the north. So is that true? Is that a common understanding?
It's a common stereotype. And while southerners, they tend to be a bit more unfriendly, a bit colder. Whereas northerners, they like to go out to party. They like to drink. They're more down to earth. So we often say that northerners, they're a bit harder. But they're more down to earth, they're more friendly.
They're more like 接地气. And southern people are more probably more sophisticated.
Pretty much,
At least that's the stereotype.
Well, those are the stereotypes, but obviously you can only go so far with stereotypes.
So far, we've talked about the good thing about the south. It's more prosperous, more business, it's a financial center, more job opportunities, better health, education. And in the north, the people are probably more welcoming, they're friendlier. And also, like you said, even though the income is lower in the north, but also the spending is lower.
But we talk about the north-south divide. It's very important to realise that London essentially is separate from the rest of England.
So London, it's almost like a self-governing kind of a place.
Absolutely. It has a lot of autonomy. It has its own mayor. It has its own assembly. And even within London, the city of London, the square mile.
This is something, if you don't really know that much about London, you probably don't understand the difference between London and the city of London. The city of London is that very small area in the centre of London that's where all the banks are, right?
Yeah, that's the original London. That's where London was first founded.
It's essentially 伦敦金融城. It's a very small area. But you see so many banks.
Yeah, that's why we call it traditionally the square mile. But it's been self-governing now for over 700 years. They have their own police force. They have their own mayor.
Wow.
They even have their own laws as well.
That's why a lot of young people, especially if they're in business and finance, especially in finance and banking, they have to go there.
They have to. A lot of the centre, and also Canary Wharf as well, which is close. It's all centred around London.
You say about London being very expensive, that people in the square mile, they do have a much, much higher income.
Oh, absolutely, but they need it. If you think about it, the average price of a house in London is around £478,000.
So roughly like £500,000.
Yes.
What about in the north?
In the northeast of England, the average house price is £132,000.
So that's one third.
Yes.
Only like 30 to 40% of that. That is a huge divide, a huge gap.
Yeah.
What about their income?
Well, this is one of the issues. The average graduate salary now is £27,000.
This is for the whole of UK?
This is for London.
Oh, this is for London. And do people make roughly the same amount in the north?
The average salary in the north of England is roughly about half of the average salary in London.
Okay, if that is half, but London's housing price and everything's much more expensive.
Absolutely.
£27,000 really doesn't sound that much if you're considering the rent, the transport. Is it at least going up?
Unfortunately not. It's actually decreasing.
It's going down.
And if you consider that 25% of Londoners are under the age of 25.
Yeah, that I can understand. The aging population wouldn't really affect the centre that much. This is where young people come in.
Yeah.
They want to make something out of themselves.
But that causes a brain drain.
brain drain, meaning people from other places、mm-hmm. in England. They're all coming to London.
They're all coming to London and they're not staying in other regions、
mm-hmm.
of the UK.
Yeah, I think that is a huge problem in China in some certain、mm-hmm. places as well. So I know in terms of details, there are a lot of differences.、
Mm-hmm.
You know, in China, it's different regional、mm-hmm. divide. But it seems like big cities like London in England, it's...the same as Beijing, Shanghai in China is where young people with dreams, they come and try to realize their dreams, try to make something of themselves.
Absolutely. There's a very famous story about、mm. one of the mayors of London、
mm.
called Dick Whittington, and he came to London to seek his fortune.、
Mm.
And they always say the streets were paved with gold.
The streets were paved with gold.
And it's a common expression now to mean a place that there's lots of money.
Mm.
And where there's money, there's always people.
So they were, in a way, they were chasing the London dream.
Absolutely.
So what about you, Alan?、you moved essentially from one big city in the world to another big city in the world, from、mm-hmm. London to Beijing.、
Mm.
If you go back to the UK, will you be settling in London or will you consider other cities?
It's difficult to say.Because I'm a Londoner, London is my hometown. But I have to admit, I do like the idea of living in a smaller town and smaller city.、
Mm.
And very soon, developments of the internet and being a digital nomad as well, which is becoming quite popular.
You can move around and take your work around.
Exactly.
You can just work from your computer.
So hopefully in the future...This will be less of a dilemma, not only for British people, but also for Chinese people as well.
Exactly. Let's hope the internet is going to bring us those changes.、
Mm-hmm.
No matter if you're staying in your hometown, a smaller town, or even a village, or if you're trying very hard to realize your dreams in first-tier cities in China or anywhere else in the world, we wish you all the best.An early happy youth day.
To not only the youths, but to all of those listeners who are young at heart as well.
That's true. All right, so that's the end of today's show. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.